All right, on my way to class, day two, Morris County Police Academy. Traffic like a mug up here in New Jersey. And I wanted to just give you some good advice this morning about, and I've done videos on this before in the past, not many, I think one before. It had a very big impact. And I just want to take some time to reiterate the point that I'm going to drive here, is that kindness will equal success. Oftentimes, I see a lot of young police officers in the class. They look very young. And I could imagine that they probably run into some difficulty when they're in the field trying to communicate to people, trying to let people know that they're doing their job. And, you know, I think that a lot of times when you're younger and younger looking, or when you're a new cop and you don't have a lot of life experience, and those of you who are listening who are 20, 21, 22, 23, you're going to be a very different person when you're 37, believe me. I look back and the things that I did, the way that I behaved, totally different than how I see and think and feel now. And I'm going to try to pass on some practical advice from a guy who's been around in this game for 18 going into 19 years. And I wish somebody would have told me these things when I was new. I wish somebody would have sat me down and said, hey, look, here's, but they didn't. It was just ignored. Just let it be what it is. There was never good advice and explained to me the right way why, hey, you should do this. Hey, you should that. I had to figure out the hard way. I had to go through a lot of difficult things to go to figure out how I should be acting, what I should be doing, what I should be focusing on, how I should be behaving around work. But one of the things I can tell you is being kind. A lot of times you'll get the newer folks who are trying to figure out that dichotomy of how do they command the presence and respect, but also getting people to listen and work with them. And really, the reality is, I've worked and field trained some younger guys who, if I could show them how to be kind, people would work with them. Now there's time and place in this profession that's going to require you to have some command presence, to command some control. It doesn't happen very often, but you're going to have that ability. Kindness is not going to carry you through every single thing, but it'll carry you through about 99.5% of everything that you'll be experiencing in law enforcement. So, if you think about that, like when you stop a car and you're going up and you're making contact with folks, think about what our videos look like in this group and the videos you'll continue to see about these interdiction style stops. When we say interdiction, in reality, even if you're doing radar or running plates, whatever you want to do, you're still technically doing interdiction. You're still doing the same thing and running through the same processes that you would if you were pre-texting cars and selecting cars based on criminal behaviors and indicators. It's the same process. So when you make that contact, think about how you sound versus how the people in this video sound that you're watching. Are you sounding too harsh? You don't have to be that way. Hey, good afternoon, so-and-so with this police department. You have your license, registration, insurance. Think about adding a little character to it, not sounding so rigid. You want to calm people down. Even if they're upset, you're watching videos, you'll see videos of how to roll through that. Don't feed into it. Don't let them win the game. In Pardesi's group, he shows a video of a gentleman who gives him very aggressive behavior. And within a few minutes, the tables are turned and he is now the mouse being played with the cat. So think about that. Think about how you're going to control situations like that. You know, and a lot of times with kindness. Think about the cops in your agency who are the most well-respected. And I'm not talking about because of their rank or insignia or their title. I'm talking about the cops in your agencies that are the best cops. The guys and girls who literally are the best cops that you know of. And everybody knows it too. So we may not want to acknowledge it, but everybody knows these guys and girls are the creme de la creme. And think about how they behave towards suspects, the public. Think about, I'm talking about the best, not the guy who tries to peacock and show off and blah. I'm talking about the dude who you know or the girl who you know who really is just that good. And how do they behave towards people? What do they sound like when they make a traffic stop? What do they sound like when they're meeting public members of the public and talking to them and having conversation? So deploy some humility, be nice to people. It is a great tool to have as a police officer. It'll carry you through your career. You're gonna make mistakes, nothing you can do, but always being kind to folks will go a very long way. Think about when you show up to an incident call. Hey guys, how you doing? How's everybody? Hi, how are you? Hey, yeah, what are you guys going on? Oh yeah, all right, cool. I can remember two things of my police encounters before I was a cop. A really nice dude and a really big asshole. And the really big asshole, I ended up having to work with him, and he was a fucking asshole even more as a coworker than he was when I was a kid, and harassing the fuck out of kids through our neighborhood, right? So, and then I remember the nice guy who showed up, and the way he talked to everybody the time he showed up, and I thought, man, that guy was so goddamn nice. And I saw that guy out, I wanted to know him, I wanted to know his name, I wanted to be his fucking friend, because the one time that he showed up to something that, and it wasn't anything bad, it was just a service call, I happened to be there, we had some, like, Alzheimer's guy, who, like, ran away from it, and he just showed up, he's like, hey guys, what do you got, what's going on? Yeah, everything all right? No, we got this guy, all right, cool, man, no worries about it, we'll take care of it, no sweat, appreciate the call. It's not hard to be nice to people, but it sometimes is difficult when you're new to try to figure that out. Especially when you work at an agency when everybody's acting like an asshole. I've seen it, man. One person starts to act like a dickhead, and then everybody follows suit because you think that's the norm where you're at, that you think that's how you're supposed to behave, but it's not. You can switch it up. You can be the nice guy. Let everybody else act like a fucking asshole. I've been there. I've been in situations like that. People acting like fucking children that are adults, acting unprofessionally. And it's just not necessary. You don't need to be that way. There are times when you gotta command some power and some respect and authority. That's fine. But overall, you don't have to behave that way. I'm reading this thing. It says, I haven't done jack in my interdiction career so far, but definitely know guys that probably won't ever do jack because they can't be personal. That's an unfortunate reality of people who have insecurity. They don't want to ever try to improve. They want to state the status quo. And those are the people that are essentially the brick walls in law enforcement. I worked with a guy a while ago. He's a good dude. He had a very, very dry personality. He wasn't a bad guy. And he's like, dude, I can't do interdiction because literally I can't talk to people. And on the other side note, that's what this guy's telling me to try to switch lanes here. One second, without dying. So he told me that. Then I had a partner of mine who was very, very dry. And I love the dude to death. I mean, I love him to death. He was dry. And I'm like, dude, you got to work with what you got. You gotta be able to, jive with folks a little bit more. He's a cool dude. We're drinking beers. He's a lot of fun. I'm like, yo, act like you're drinking beers with people. And dude, you know what? People started liking him and trusting him. He went from a very dry, rigid personality to a lot more animated, down to earth. And he started having more success. This is a guy that used to call me and say, hey, can you come down here? They won't give me consent to search. And I'd show up and in 48 seconds, they're signing the paper. And I was like, dude, you can do this too. You just have to have better communication skills. And if you want, you can learn. Everybody can learn how to be a little bit nicer. You want to know how to be nicer? Every time you call somebody on the phone and you need something, some kind of service delivered to your house, or you're trying to get a discount, watch how nice you realize when people call somebody on the phone, like, oh, hey, how are you? Can I get 2 large pizzas? Right? In real life, they're like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's great, man. Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. On the phone. I was in front of my wife for that. Mikey, I am in Morris County Police Academy. And then tomorrow and Friday, I lost track of time, man. I'm so freaking busy. I'm going to be in Newton, Pennsylvania. So we've got a big group coming to Newton. Still some spots left in that class, but we have over 70 guys coming to Newton class. Real excited about that. Going to be a good training session. Pennsylvania, obviously, a lot of attention in Pennsylvania. Doing a lot of classes there. And nothing brings more joy to my heart than me to be able to come around the country and help everybody on all levels, medium, low, and high level interdiction, and understanding more case law, getting those wheels turning, and helping younger and older guys, and behavior corrections, and just it all equals to having a better career, enjoying it more, and having more success in this field. It doesn't have to be the way it is. You can be the change. You don't have to follow what everybody else is doing. You can just be who you're supposed to be and not worry about it.